Okay, so are we really at the beginning of the end of cloud computing as we know it? Because that's what some folks seem to be saying. I have to admit, it's a pretty juicy question for today's deep dive.
Yeah, and it's definitely got people talking.
We're diving deep into this whole cloud exodus thing with some help from Sitehost.
And they have a really interesting perspective on this.
Totally. I mean, they run their own data centers, right?
Right.
But they also help companies figure out their whole cloud setup.
So they're not just like, hey, come use our servers.
All right.
They actually see both sides of the coin.
Exactly. And their latest articles are raising some eyebrows, let me tell you. They're talking about a cloud backlash and how even AWS is admitting that some customers are leaving to save some cash.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's kind of a big deal, right?
Huge. Because AWS has always been like, cloud is the cheapest option, hands down.
For sure. And this isn't just like, some random blog post. This came out during a big investigation by the UK's Competition and Markets Authority.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. And basically, AWS was like, well, the idea that once you go cloud, you never go back, maybe not so much.
Interesting. So they're kind of admitting that it's not a one-way street anymore.
Exactly. But are companies actually jumping ship? I mean, it's one thing for AWS to say it,
Right,
but
number of people actually doing it.
turns out they are. And we're not talking small potatoes here. Big companies, big money, Dropbox, for example. Remember them?
Sure.
Back in 2018, they decided to ditch the cloud, and guess what?
What?
They saved a cool $75 million per year.
That's a lot of money. It really
Dumb.
makes you think.
No kidding. And then there's 37signals, the company behind Basecamp and HUI.
Right, I've heard of them.
They just recently decided to go back to running their own servers. Spent about $500,000 up front, but get this, they're saving $1.5 million every single year.
Wow. That's a serious chunk of change.
Talk about a return on investment. And here's the thing that Sitehost really drives home. It's not just these giant companies saving money.
Yeah, they made that point really well.
They've got all these stories about their smaller clients cutting their bills in half by leaving the cloud.
It seems like a lot of businesses were sold on the idea of the cloud without really thinking about if it was the best fit for them.
That's like those one-size-fits-all hats. They might look good on the mannequin, but.
But they rarely fit right in real life.
Exactly. It's kind of wild when you think about it, right? Like this mad dash everyone made to the cloud.
It's easy to forget, but yeah, the promises were pretty enticing. Scalability, no hardware headaches.
And of course, the promise of saving money.
Oh yeah, those early cloud ads were all about that. Pay only for what you use. Who wouldn't want that?
Right, total no-brainer, or so we thought. But Sitehost, they're not afraid to point out that those dreams sometimes turn into nightmares.
Well, the cloud can be a real beast when it comes to managing costs.
Tell me about it. You start out thinking it's all pay as you go, nice and simple, but.
But then you get your bill, and it's like, wait, what?
Exactly. And Sitehost actually tells this great story about how their own AWS bill for an internal project got totally out of control.
Oh, yeah, those granular billing models can be a
Yeah.
real pain. Good in theory, but.
In practice, total chaos. They said their monthly bill just kept creeping up, 8%, 10%, and then suddenly, bam, a 20% jump.
Ouch, I've been there. It's like death by a thousand paper cuts. You don't even realize how much it's adding up until.
Until it's too late. And they said by the end of it, their costs had tripled.
And they probably had no idea what they were even paying for half the time.
That's the worst part. It's like those mobile games with microtransactions. You're just clicking away, having fun, and then.
Whammo. Giant credit card bill.
Exactly. And it's not just about the money either. Sitehost makes a good point about complexity. Like 37signals, they admitted they needed a whole team just to manage their cloud setup.
Yeah, it can get out of hand quickly. And here's the thing. While all that was happening, dedicated hardware was quietly becoming amazing.
Right. Sitehost has some mind-blowing stats on this. Since 2007, CPU power has gotten 100 times more powerful for the same price.
That's incredible. It's like comparing a horse and buggy to a Tesla.
Totally. And think about what that means for cost. Every time processing power doubles, the cost of running your own software gets cut in half.
It's mind-blowing. And storage has gotten ridiculously cheap and fast, too.
It's like the whole game has changed, right?
For sure. And it's not just about the tech either. The whole economic climate has shifted, too.
Yeah, the days of growth at all costs are over.
Big time. Companies are watching their budgets, looking for predictability.
Who isn't these days? So when you factor that in, those big upfront cloud expenses suddenly seem a lot less appealing.
You're not just paying for what you use, you're paying for the potential of what you might use. And that can be a gamble.
Totally. It's like, remember when everyone was buying those expensive gym memberships?
Yeah. and then never going.
Exactly. And then you've got Spotify, right?
What about them?
This blew my mind. They're like the poster child for the cloud. They practically live there, but even they are struggling with cloud costs.
No way. Really?
Yeah, they actually had to create their own internal tools just to wrap their heads around it all.
Wow. If Spotify is having trouble, that's definitely saying something.
So where do we go from here? Is it time to ditch the cloud entirely?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It's got to be a yes or no answer, right?
Not so fast. It's a bit more nuanced than that.
Okay, I figured there had to be a catch. But seriously, what are some of the things companies should be thinking about when making this decision?
SiteHost actually does a great job of laying out some scenarios where the cloud is still king. Like, if you're a startup and you need to be able to scale up really quickly.
Makes sense. You don't want to be buying a bunch of servers if you're not even sure you're going to need them next month.
Exactly. And you don't want to sink a ton of money into hardware when you're still figuring things out.
Yeah.
But for other businesses, especially those with more predictable workloads.
Like, they know pretty much what their needs are going to be.
Exactly. Self-hosting might actually be the smarter move, both financially and logistically.
It's kind of like choosing between renting an apartment and buying a house, right?
Love that analogy. Renting gives you flexibility, but owning gives you more control, more predictability. And sometimes that peace of mind is worth a lot.
Totally. So let's say I'm convinced. Leaving the cloud sounds pretty good right now. Where do I even start?
Well, luckily for you, SiteHost has a whole menu of self-hosting options, depending on your needs and your budget. They've got something called virtual private servers, or VPS.
Virtual private servers. Oh. So is that kind of like a halfway point?
Exactly. You get some of the benefits of the cloud, but with more control and predictability, like a cloud light option.
I like it.
And then for those who want the whole shebang, they've got dedicated servers. All yours, baby.
No noisy neighbors.
Exactly. And if you need even more power, there's colocation. That's where you literally own your servers outright.
Wow, serious stuff.
You house them in SiteHost data centers and benefit from all their security redundancy.
Okay, so it's like having your own personal fortress of computing power.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Minus the hassle of actually maintaining a fortress.
I can get behind that. And for those who want the best of both worlds.
You got it. Uh-huh. SiteHost offers something called private cloud. It's like having your cake and eating it too. Control of self-hosting with some of that cloud flexibility.
Options, options, options. I love it. Okay, before we wrap things up, there's one last thing from these SiteHost articles I wanted to hit. It's about how AWS might actually be holding back progress in a way.
Ah, yes. The IPv4 debate. Mm. A classic.
For those who haven't geeked out on this yet, IPv4 addresses are basically like digital phone numbers for the internet, right?
Exactly.
And just like we're running out of phone numbers, we're also running out of IPv4 addresses.
And we have been for a while.
The solution, IPv6, newer system, more addresses, everyone wins.
Sounds simple enough, right?
You'd think so. But here's the thing. AWS is now making it more expensive to use IPv4 addresses, even though a lot of businesses still rely on them.
Hmm. Interesting strategy.
SiteHost's take is that AWS is basically making a profit by delaying the inevitable switch to IPv6.
It does make you wonder about their motivations. Are they really looking out for their customers? Or are they just trying to squeeze every last penny out of an outdated system?
It's like charging extra for those old school rotary phones. Like, come on, guys, let's move into the future.
Right. You've got to wonder, are they really invested in pushing the internet forward?
Or are they happy just maintaining the status quo, even if it means clinging to old tech?
Big questions.
Yeah.
And questions I think every business owner should be asking themselves. If you're relying on AWS, are their goals aligned with yours?
It's a good reminder that behind all this talk of the cloud, there are actual companies making decisions.
With their own agendas and their own bottom line.
Exactly. And it's our job to figure out if we're cool with that. Well, folks, there you have it. The cloud exodus. Is it real? Is it hype?
You tell us.
We've given you the facts, the figures, and the food for thought. Now it's up to you to decide what it all means for your business and for the future of the internet. This has been an awesome deep dive.
Totally agree.
Always love a good tech mystery. Until next time, keep those servers humming and those questions coming.